we had learned last week, we studied a mimer from the Balatanya, which brought out in a very powerful way the paradox of reality. We spoke about the dual meaning that's in all of existence, the dual meaning that's in the universe, the divine essence as opposed to the physical manifestation of reality, the spiritual interior as opposed to the physical exterior, divine unity, corporeal multiplicity, ayin yesh, the reality of Hashem as opposed to the apparent reality of physical existence. And we said that the purpose of Avodas Hashem is to somehow to find, to come to terms with that reality beneath the apparent reality of physical existence, to meet, to touch somehow the Metzias beneath all things. And that's what we're talking about in the Maimon from the Balatanya. And what we're going to learn now, this will take the entire time today, is from the Tzavos HaRivash, which is called the Tzavos, which literally means the last will and testament of Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. There's a great amount of controversy regarding the origin of this Tzavos HaRivash. It's clearly not the work of the Baal Shem Tov himself, although it's very strongly based upon his teachings, but it wasn't that it was handwritten by the Baal Shem Tov. That's clearly not. The Baal Tanya writes that Beferish and Tanya, that this, the Tzavos HaRivash is not from the Baal Shem Tov. However, it's an authentic presentation of his major teachings. So tonight will not be as difficult. It'll be a simpler view of this profound idea of the imminence of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch in all things. And here we're going to see how, as a result of this teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, there was altogether a renewed appraisal of the meaning of religious action. Until the time of Chassidus, the more fasting, the more sigufim, the more tormenting of the self, the emphasis on the highest and greatest moral virtues and standards, this was the general call of the day before the Baal Shem Tov. Once the Baal Shem Tov came along and taught the doctrine that we're going to be concentrating, we started last week, we're going to be concentrating on today, then we'll see that the basic idea of the Baal Shem Tov is that a person can direct any person in any place at any time. It's just a question of directing your consciousness to the presence of holiness in all things. It's not dafka by fasting and by tormenting oneself. Higher moral virtue is a wonderful, wonderful goal. It's a very wonderful goal. However, the bottom line is that every person on his level, to some degree, can meet up with Elokus, can meet up with godliness, because all of reality, again, is perceived in these two ways. The exterior and the interior, every moment, every place, and everything. So let's take a look at the Tzavos HaRivash. First, we're going to learn the text on top. So we're going to go through those pages quickly. We'll learn the text on top, which is not hard at all. And then we're going to study a little bit of the commentary on the bottom. So on the top there, you see where it says Tzavos HaRivash. Now, in Gimel, you have one of the most famous teachings in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. On the pasuk that we say all the time, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. So it says in Tehillim that Hashem, I always place Hashem before me. Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Samid. So the new interpretation that this was given by the Baal Shem Tov is Shivisi Loshen Hishtavus. Hishtavus means I am always equal. I am continuously in a state of equilibrium. Shivisi, which would mean that Hashem is always placed before me. I always have His presence before my mind's eye. In the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, is reinterpreted to say, Shivisi is a lashon of Hishtavus, from the Hebrew word Shaveh, equal. What does that mean? B'chol davar ha'ma'ora ha'kol Shaveh etzlo. ben binyan shemishabchim bnei adam o mevazen oso. The word shivisi, hishtavus, the Baal Shem Tov taught means that the person always, what's the tumult here? No? The person is always feeling, is always in a state of equilibrium, whether or not people praise him or people are mavaza him, whether or not people are praising you or people are, God forbid, hurting your feelings, whatever it is. Everything is shaved slow. He's not, the person is not disturbed, is not taken away from his avodas Hashem. Whether somebody says that you're the greatest person in the world, it doesn't carry you off into that wonderful world of self-deception. Whether or not somebody puts you down, chas v'shalom, that doesn't destroy you. Hakol shave etzlo. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samin. No matter what happens to you, it doesn't make a difference. V'chein b'chol shayar dvarim. V'chein b'chol ha'achilos, regardless of what you're eating. Bein sh'ochel ma'adanim, whether you're eating things that are delicious and sweet. Bein sh'ochel shayar dvarim, you're eating other things. Hakol yishaveh be'inav, kevan sh'usar ha'yetzahar mimenu mikol v'kol. All the same to you, because the Yetzirah has been removed. So let me just begin to explain each one, just for a moment, and then we'll learn a little bit in the Mefarshim. He's saying here that since the reality, since the Yetzirah itself is not real, it's simply a disguise of that's covering up the Elokus, which is the reality of all things, which is godliness, as we studied last week in the Baal HaTanya. So the Yetzirah is just there to create that illusion, so there'd be free choice and so on. So therefore, what he's saying is that since the whole purpose of the Yetzirah is that it's a veil that is covering Elokus, if a person understands this and is always focused on the Elokus that's in all things, and we'll see more examples of this in a moment, but it's focused on this reality that everything is Elokus, everything is godliness, and that all this is, whether or not this person says something great about me or a person puts me down, it's not going to change my feelings, it's not going to change my way of looking at reality, because everything is Elokus. The Yetzahara is simply the Yetzahara says whether a person eats, whether it's something which is delicious or it's not delicious. Hakol shaveh etzlo. It's all the same to the person. It's all the same. Because in light of the greater awesome presence of Elokus and what Elokus is calling upon you to do, what godliness is calling upon you to do, all things are equal. All things are equal. Now what that means exactly, how could it be that all things are equal? So let's take a look now, let's continue. V'chol davar shi'arelo. Anything that happens to a person, Yom ha'lo zehu me'ito yisbarach, the person should say, this is from Hashem. This is from Hashem. V'im be'enav ha'gun, and if Hashem sees in his eyes, if this is fitting in his eyes, for this to happen, then it's okay with me. That doesn't mean, you know, you can go and beat someone up and say, look, apparently this is from Hashem, and if it's okay in his eyes, it's okay with me. You have your bechira, but if things are happening to you, over which you don't have control. In other words, what he's talking about here is somebody's doing his best, and someone comes along and says, you're worthless. Listen. It's a hashgacha. I'm doing the best that I can. So he's saying, "V'im be'enav ha'gun v'ak v'chol kavanos l'shem shemaim, aval mitzad atzmo ein chiluk v'zeh madrega gedola ma'od." He continues, "V'chol ha'adam tzarech lavad Hashem Yisbaruch b'kol kocho." And a person has to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is what hishtavus means. Shivisi Hashem negdi so means that I am always the same, because the tachlis of my life is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because every single thing in my life, whatever happens, is only a different way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send me a certain message. It's a bas kol from Hashem. It's a voice kivyochel from Hashem. Hashem is telling me something, is giving me a command, he's revealing something of his will to me. So, v'chol adam tzarech lavad Hashem Yisbarach v'chol kochel shehakol hu tzarech. Everything is necessary. Why? Mipnei shehashem Yisbarach rotze sheyavdu so b'chol ha'ofanim. Because Hashem wants you to serve Him in all ways. So stop here for a moment and to recognize, to understand the huge change of perspective that the Baal Shem Tov is talking about, that this caused, that every word that a person says and every action, every thought can be, every moment of a person's life can be a point of departure for every single person's contemplation of Elokus. Whereas in the past, the feeling was that only when I'm learning Torah, only when I'm in the midst of studying Torah, or only when I'm davening, or only when I'm doing a mitzvah, am I coming into contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which ruled out 95% of the Jewish population, 95% of their lives, because most of the people, especially in those days, were working like dogs, 14, 15, 16 hours a day. The women were not at all studying Torah, because there were no schools for women to study Torah. Children from the time, generally from the time that they were 12, 13, 14, even boys, they would have to go off and help, they would have to go work. These were in villages all throughout Europe. The poverty was beyond our imagination. So the overall situation in Europe before the Baal Shem Tov came and strengthened his teaching was that, look, Hashem is for the upper class. Hashem is for the one who is the Talmud Chacham. Hashem is for the one who is able to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reserved for those people. As far as I'm concerned, the average person's feeling was, at best, I'm not going to get punished if I try to put on tefillin, if I eat kosher, I keep Shabbos, and we do things properly, I'm not going to get a bad patch. That was the whole of Avodas Hashem. But the Baal Shem Tov came over here and said, is that every single thing in the world, you know, when he said that, when he gave out that great call of Shivisi Hashem, he was telling everybody, all Jews are equal. All Jews are equal. Because Hashem is l'neged kol echad v'echad. You hear that? Well, that's what he's saying. Because the guy that's on his truck somewhere making a delivery, as we'll see in a moment, the Baal Shem Tov himself says, the guy that's making a delivery, if he's in a state of shavius, and he accepts that this is the Ratzon Hashem, that I have to make a living, and I'm doing this right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to carry out my business affairs with an utmost honesty. And I'm going to be completely scrupulous in the way that I do things. And I'm doing this l'shem shamayim, that I should be able to have a parnosa for the family, to be able to support that maybe perhaps my children will have an extra year or two to study Torah, or whatever it might be. So the Baal Shem Tov said that that's your thing in this world. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi yisomid. Every single person, every single moment is surrounded by godliness. The truck driver, the Talmud Chacham, every single person is shaveh. This equalization can't be overemphasized. The equalization, the restoring to the little Jew in the village a sense of value and a sense of worth. Now, this isn't just a profound theological doctrine of God's presence in all things. I want to point out that it had very real ramifications for millions of Jews, which is why within one generation Hasidus became a movement that took over millions of lives in Europe, of Jewish people in Europe. The point being that if every person, every moment, and every opportunity, every single moment in his life is an opportunity to pull away that disguise and to say, look, here there's Elokus for the guy that's delivering milk to pour in a little bit extra. To pour in a little bit extra for the family that can't afford it, and to say l'shem yichud, to say I'm doing this for the sake of unifying God's name, as the Baal Shem Tov taught one should do. So he is shaveh. Now this you can understand. This equalization caused a tremendous upheaval in the misnagdish world, and I don't think I have to explain why, because this was understood by the misnagdim as saying, you're telling me that the truck driver is like the rav of the rav in Grodno. And this is one of the major contentions that Reb Chaim Volozhin also had with Chassidus, which we'll talk about in Tisha. It took away, to a great extent, the elitist isolationist posture of the Chacham, of the Rabbanim. And that's where we had the development of the Chassidic view of the Tzaddik, of the Rebbe. Instead of being removed and separate and distant, you have the tzaddik who is a healer of people, who is with the people, who the people can come crying to about the most ridiculous, absurd, small things that he would speak to them about. This was something that was pretty much unheard of before. It was unheard of. And it all comes, it's all from this doctrine of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. That Jewish person who is in his life is worrying about how's he going to take care of his parnasa. How's he going to deal with this? It's equal in God's eyes to the concern of the Talmud Chacham over how to figure out a Tosfos. Because that Jew has his responsibility to do what he does in his life in God's presence. And it's all a lukus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given that to that person. That person has his set of circumstances in life, over which is all covering up the presence of Elokus. And the tzaddik has to help the person peel away that layer and to understand what is Hashem saying to this. What is Hashem saying to you? And Hashem is speaking to every Jew, to the Talmud Chachmi, speaking through the study of Torah on an advanced level, to the person in the street, he's speaking in different ways, and to the woman in the home, by the way, which we'll see that there was a whole renewal, especially in the teachings of Rabbi Nachman, a renewal of the an emphasis on the value of women, which we understand comes also from this doctrine. Since women were not part of Torah at all, and they're excluded from most mitzvahs, so you understand that traditionally they're placed in the totem pole of importance, religious importance in Jewish life was minimal. Once the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came along and strengthened this belief of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, then you understand that it would become much more important what the woman is saying in the house, what she's doing, her intentions when she's preparing the Shabbos meal. Her intentions can reveal as much godliness in the world as anybody else. So it brought about a general sense of equalization in society, which made it into a folk movement, a movement of the people, a movement of the people. And this was much to the concern and to the dismay of the Rabbanim, many of whom were handing down their positions within the family, and they were really, you know, oligarchies, and I don't want to, God forbid, refer to tzaddikim in an improper way, but by the accusations of the tzaddikim themselves in that generation, that they were like, to a certain extent, feudal lords that had rule over, had control over the Jews of the vicinity of the cities, with very little input from the people in the street, and there was a distance that had been created, a gap that had been created between the Rosh Yeshiva, the Rabbanim, and the simple people. So when the Baal Shem Tov came along here, this is in Hay. V'chol adam tzarech lavan Hashem Yisbar v'chol kochel sha'akol hu tzarech m'nei Hashem Yisbar v'chol tzarech m'nei Hashem Yisbar v'chol ha'afanim. So you hear this tremendous expansion of the domain of Avodas Hashem. It's not just studying Torah, because there are people who couldn't. Of course, the Baal Shem Tov Nolan said that the most wonderful way to serve Hashem is studying Torah. They didn't disagree with that. And to do mitzvahs and to daven is wonderful. But look how the Baal Shem Tov came and he opened up the domain. He expanded the domain of Avodas Hashem. Vav. Vakavana, he says, Kilafamim, page mem. Kilafamim, sometimes, we'll come back and talk more about each thing. Kilafamim, sometimes, Adam holech umedaber im b'nei Adam. Sometimes you're going and you're just talking to people. Vaz ena yachalil mod. Even a person who normally does have time to learn, but it's at a time now of the day when you're among people and you can't learn. Vetzarach li'os dovuk b'Hashem izbarach. You still must attach yourself to Hashem, uliyached yichudim, and to bring you and to unify His name. V'chein, you skip a couple of pages. V'chein, page mem daud. Kishahadam holech bederech. When a person is walking along the path, v'ni yochel his palo, ulil mod kedarko, and he can't daven and learn. Let's say a person is on a trip and he can't keep his normal seder and learning, and it's hard for him to daven. At that time, he says, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways. Va'al, next page. Va'al yitzayir es atzmo b'zeh. The Baal Shem Tov said, don't have anguish over this. Don't suffer as a result of this. In other words, you would like to be learning and davening, and instead you're sitting with a bunch of people who are talking about other things, or you have to travel somewhere. The Baal Shem Tov says, "Al yitzayir es atzmo al yitzayir." Don't cause yourself to be upset. Ki Hashem is baruch rotzeh sheyavdu b'chol ha'ofanim. because Hashem wants you to serve Him in all ways. Pamim ba'ofen zeh, u'pamim ba'ofen zeh. Sometimes in this way, and sometimes in that way. Sometimes He wants you to sit, you have time, He wants you to sit and you should learn. But there are other times that what happens is that you get a phone call and there's somebody that has a big problem and needs to talk to you. So now He wants you to serve Him in this way. He wants you to serve Him in this way. The only reason that you're learning Torah is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So sometimes He wants you to serve Him this way, and sometimes He wants you to serve you that way. Shivisi Hashem. The main thing is that Hashem is Lenegdi Samid. If I'm always tuned in to the reality of Elokus, the presence of God in all things, and the opportunity that He's giving me every moment to serve Him, not just when I'm studying Torah, but every moment there's an opportunity to serve Him, I'm not going to make myself crazy if somebody stopped me and somebody was having some problems and I had to talk to that person, or if I had to go, you know, collect money for some stock and help out. It's Hakol Shavetzli. It's all the same to me. It's all the same to me. Pamim ba'ofen zeh, pamim ba'ofen zeh. Lekach hizdamin lefonav leilech lederach oledabrim b'nei adam b'chdei lavadoso ba'ofen hasheni. Therefore, Hashem has brought you into a certain situation because He now wants you to serve Him in a different way for this time, at this time of the day. Please, that doesn't mean that every yeshiva bocher, anytime, you know, he has to keep a seder. This doesn't mean chas v'chalila. That anytime yeshiva, you know, that anytime a person is learning, that, you know, you get a phone call, oh, I have to go take care of it because there are halachas regarding this. And of course, the halachas have to be observed about when should a person go, when should a person not go. And obviously, the person can say, okay, my seder is until, I'm learning until 5. I have between 5 and 6. Can I help you then? And depending upon what it is and how much you can help and so on, of course you have to use it. It's not just the need to do whatever, to interrupt your learning, to interrupt mitzvahs, to go running around, do whatever you can, you know, for everybody. That doesn't mean that. And it doesn't mean also, it's not saying you have to make yourself the shmata for other people either. There are laws regarding this as well. But what he's saying is that since every moment is an opportunity for Avodas Hashem, since every moment is an opportunity of Avodas Hashem, if you've done what you're able to do, and this seems to be the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing you right now, and you're involved in this right now, and it's something that has to be taken care of, don't aggravate yourself. Because it means that Hashem is telling you, I want to be served now in this way. This is what I want you to do now. Klal Gadol. It says in the pasuk, "Golol Hashem Ma'asecha v'yakodu Machshav Asecha." We'll see that Rashi has a few different ways of explaining the pasuk. It means throw all your ma'asim to Hashem v'yakodu Machshav Asecha. Shekol davar sheyizdam and yachshuv shu mi'ito yisbarach. That the simple pshat of the pasuk in Mishlei is "Golol Hashem Ma'asecha." That connect all of your actions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Understand that all that you have to do now in life, this is all brought upon you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yira sheyevakish ma'ashemiz baruch sheyazmi lo tamid ma'ashemiz baruch yodeh shu l'tavaso. He said, a person should always dive into Hashem to please bring upon me now something that is for my good. V'lo ma'ashenir levnei adam api sichlo. You shouldn't insist that it be good the way that you want it to be good. But it should be something that is truly good for me. Ki efshar masha be'enav tov huralo. Because it sometimes will happen that what seems to you to be good for you is really bad for you. Rak yashlich hakol. That's what it means. Golol Hashem ma'asecha. Throw all of your actions upon Hashem. Rak yashlich hakol. Kol in yonav etzroch of olav yisbarach. Throw everything upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Throw everything on Hashem. There's a famous teaching from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid said that there was a fellow that was I'm sure you know this marshal. The Dunder Magid said that there was a person that was going along in a wagon, and a rich guy. He was going in the wagon. He was passing by. There was some poor Jew schlepping. So the wealthy man stopped the wagon and said, "Reb Yid, you know, come, I'll give you a ride." So the Jew gets on. He has lots and lots of bags, and he keeps his sacks on his shoulders. So the rich man, the rich man says, "Why don't you put your bags down, relax?" He said, "You know, you're nice enough to schlep me. I don't want you to have to schlep my bags also. You know, I don't want to be my triach you to take my bags." So he says, "Shaita, once the wagon is moving, you don't think it could take your bags already? It's taking your bags also." So the Duda Magid said, "That's what it means. Hashlach al Hashem Yehav, Golol Hashem Ma'asecha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to wake you up in the morning, you don't think He could take care of your panasa? Like people are saying, no, Hashem, it was nice enough, you know, Maidan al-Fanach, it was nice enough for you that you woke me up this morning, gave me back my neshama, that you gave me another day. I don't want to bother you with my parnasa. You know, instead I'm going to kill myself, you know, and try to outmaneuver everybody in the office so I can get the extra, you know, the raise. I don't want to bother you with my, I don't want to have be talking when it comes to that, you know, because you were nice enough to take care of me like this. Or my children's health. You know, or the family's health. Listen, I don't want to bother you. Thank God I have children. I'll take care of their health. And then that's where we have all the aggravation. That's where we eat our hearts out because of these things. So Baal Shem Tov said, Shivisi, that is the battle cry of a Jew in this world. Everything is Elokus, everything is the Ribono Shel Olam, everything that appears not to be is just a veil, is a disguise. A person is always is Shaveh. Yes.
Maybe that's the way of being earning money to give tzedakah. I mean, how do you know that's not the way it's supposed to be?
There's no question about it. That a person has to make his ishtadlus, whatever the ishtadlus is. But at all times.
When do you make the break?
That's a very good question in general. And the whole issue of bitachon as opposed to ishtadlus, I don't want to get there right now. It's a huge topic. Right? How much do I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much ishtadlus do I make? How much ishtadlus do I make? If my thing is to support a few yeshivas and some hospitals, to support some, you know, guys in Kolo, so if I want to be a big Baal Bitachon and sit back and say, listen, the Baruch Shalom will send me, if it's necessary, he'll send it to me. In the meantime, I'm supporting yeshivas, and if I stop working, if I take it easy, so then I don't have that extra money to give to the yeshivas. This obviously raises the whole issue, you know, the Chavos Levavos and the Ramban, you know, about bitachon and how we interpret bitachon. Which, you know, when we get to the whole, when we get to our discussions about avodas hanefesh, so bitachon is a major thing, which we'll discuss in greater detail. But you're right; it's a big question. How do we measure? You know, how much am I supposed to do? How much am I supposed to do? Okay. Let's just read a couple. Yes.
One of us was looking, what was he doing? The other one,
who
later said, I answered
Yaakov
what he was doing. He was doing
Shivisi Hashem. Shivisi Hashem Levi Solomon. You know, the Baba Sali used to sit, and in the air, he used to, when you, did you ever see the Baba Sali? I was lucky to see him once. We weren't allowed to talk to him, to go in. He was very, very old. But the Gabe opened up the door, you know, we were able to, like, take a peek in, and he was sitting, and he was almost frightening to even look at him. But he was sitting. He was with his fingers like this. He would sit. And he was staring in the air. He was writing out the Shem Yukevavke. Writing out the Shem Yukevavke. See, but the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is saying is that you don't have to write the Shem Yukevavke. It's even without writing, like Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal was writing on the page. Even without writing Shivisi something like something. What the Baal Shem Tov was saying is Rabbi Yaakov, when you're talking to the Yidat itself, I'm not correcting. I'm just saying the Baal Shem Tov's chiddush here. It's Rabbi Yaakov, when you're talking to the Yid, that's a Yichud Shem Hashem. And I'm stumped, that's what Rabbi Yaakov was doing. It's just that sometimes you forget, right? So probably Rabbi Yaakov was just writing, you know, you write, you remind yourself that why am I talking to this Jew? I told this, I had this mice happened that I was in Yerushalayim. I think I told the guys in Shul. I was in Yerushalayim, this was 3 years ago. And it was a particularly difficult time. You know, I was Isaac Lai with Bali Tshuva all the years. And it's a very, very, you know, you get very involved in the lives of the students. And I was, like, I was getting, I felt I was getting buried. I couldn't breathe. So I had to talk to a tzaddik. There's a very big tzaddik in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. It's a big mekubal, a tzaddik. He's an extraordinary person. So so I called him up. I was only in Yerushalayim for 4 days. So I called him up. And I asked him if I could, I knew his general hours were every day between, like, it's like 11:30 till 11:30, you have to be at the door, and they open the door for like 5 minutes, whoever gets in. And then he'll see those people, and whatever, as long as it takes. But I couldn't at that time, I couldn't. So I called him up, if it were possible, you know, I'm here in Yerushalayim for 4 days, if it would be possible to come by. You know, it was like 9 in the morning. So Yaakov Meir said, no, Moshe, no. Say that, tevo. So I went to his apartment, how he lives in Abuch. You ever in his apartment, Rabbi Yaakov? So I went to his apartment, and you know, I poured my heart out about all the different things and what's going on, and I'm going crazy. So he listened to me, I was talking, and then he said to me like this. He said, when he first said this to me, I felt like this. He said, He said, this morning when I got up, I thought that I was going to learn after davening, davening svasik, and I thought that I was going to learn after breakfast from 6:30 until 11:30. That's my time for learning every day. From 6:30 to 11:30, then I see some people and I learn afterwards. So then something happened. It was a very unexpected thing. I got a call from an American, a very fine American young man, who was in a youth line for 4 days, who said he can only speak to me. He needs to speak to me in his dafka this time. So you see, I thought I was going to be learning, and instead I ended up talking to this friend of mine from America. You know, and I'm shrinking like no. I'm giving like this whole talk about how, you know, I'm being continuously interrupted. I can't learn. I can't do anything. And he's telling, and you know, and this tzaddik is telling me who's learning is, you know, shaking up all the world. So he's telling me this. And then like he, you know, he saw that I was turning all different colors, and I felt very, very bad. You know, so then he put his hand on me in the most loving way. He said to me, Moshe, das ist avedas Hashem. This is Avodas Hashem. He said, this is the way to serve the Baruch Shalom. He said, not to me. He's trying, you know, you make hours, you try to do it in an organized way. He said, I also try. So you see, I made it time. Well, what is it? So who's to say what's more precious in the Baruch Shalom's eyes? He says that Yaakov Meir should sit down and to learn another Black Gemara or to help make a Jew feel better. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. That's it. Shivisi. I'm always the same. I'm always the same. Now, what's especially remarkable when it's coming from that person who has, I don't know if you heard of him, he in his own personal life, what tzaros he has, with children that are not well, and a wife that is completely off. And he's, like, you could pass by in Yerushalayim and see this going in Sadiq Makubal being screamed at and on the floor, like scraping and cleaning, you know, washing floors. And he's always besimcha. Always besimcha. Why? Because Shivisa Hashem Negdi Samid. That feeling that, listen, right now, at this moment, what's my Avodas Hashem? Now, Hashem is Baruch knows that I'm trying my best to learn. But it doesn't always go that way. It doesn't always go that way. So this is the way that I'm going to serve Him. Look, how many times does it happen that you have in mind to do something for the children? This will happen. I'll tell you, this will be a typical scene. That, you know, we're going to have this great outing with the family, right? I'm sure all parents have gone through this. We're going to have this great outing. We're going to have a great time, right, kids? Yeah, it's great, it's great, great. And then you're in the car. Now everybody's going crazy. And nothing is going right. Everything is wrong. Everything is going wrong. What happens to us at that time? We shut down. The system's all shut down. Why? Because I wanted to do something good for them. They didn't let me. And there's this resistance and resentment, and then there are problems, and things come out the wrong way. Shivisa Hashem Negdi Samid is telling us, listen, there was plan A. Plan A, forget it. So there's plan B. Apparently, what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants from you right now is at this moment, what is the elokus that is here right now? And it certainly is not screaming and yelling and carrying on and having all kinds of fights and, you know, telling kids to walk on the Long Island Expressway or something. That's certainly not what the Rebbeinu Shlom wants from you. So it's the question of, am I going to have Ishtavus HaNefesh? And great people, the Tzaddikim said that the greatest siman of a great person is this quality of Ishtavus HaNefesh. Like this or like that. Whatever it is. Hakol, bakol, mikol, kol. It's just to be Avod Hashem. That's all. So look at footnote Yud Gimel. on the first page of the Tzavos HaRivosh. No. It says in footnote Yud Gimel, "Lufisa Yeshua Mishra Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh Chusi Yogen Olam Mefarshes Pasuk Shivisa Hashem Negdi Samid Al Zeh HaDerech." This is how he interprets the pasuk. Shivisi means Shani B'Madregas Hishtavus. I am always feeling the sense of equilibrium or spiritual symmetry. Lama why? Ki Hashem LeNegdi Samid. V'Chol Kavanasi L'Shem Shemaim. My entire kavan is L'Shem Shemaim. V'Im Be'Einav Hagun. If it was fitting and proper in Hashem right now that my children should behave this way, then it's fitting and proper in my eyes to serve Him right now in this new way that He has sent to me. Which wouldn't be to let the kids do whatever they want, but it would be to talk to them in a measured way. Obviously, Hashem's giving you children that you should bring them, that you should bring them up, not knock them down. So if Hashem is sending me this new set of circumstances, what he meant, what he's telling me is that that somehow he wants me to serve him more in this situation than just showing them a nice time at the zoo or in Adventureland. He wants me to serve him and bring these kids up right now today in a different way, to teach them a different kind of a lesson than the one that I planned. So what am I going to do? Shivisi. You know, it's the hardest thing in the world to give up your plan. That's one of the hardest things in the world to give up what you were expecting. It's the hardest thing. You were expecting like this and it didn't come out. Shivisi. Ki ein li shum ratzon, el ratzon yisbarach. I have no ratzon except for the ratzon of Hashem. Now, the most, I think one of the most beautiful explanations of this, if you look on the next page, footnote Yud Tes. So here, he had said that every person has to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with all of his Korach, and everything is necessary. It's Shakol Hu Tzarech, but Nei Shashem is Baruch Hu Tzarech, you have to also Bechol HaOfanim. So in footnote Yud Tes, Melachein Sholech HaKodesh Baruch Hu LaAdam Kama Minei Nisyonos. Therefore in life, Hashem sends us all different types of tests. Lefamim Nisayon B'Limud HaTorah. Sometimes he's testing us in the study of Torah. Lefamim lahepech and something else. V'chein lefamim nisayon b'shiflus ruach lefamim lahepech. Sometimes Hashem is testing us to see whether we could be of humble spirit. Sometimes he's testing us in the opposite way, that we should be strong and confident. And he explains this. V'chein lefamim nisayon b'midas harachmanus. Sometimes we're being tested to see if we're compassionate. Lefamim lahepech v'chein ha'derech zeh b'chol ha'midos. As the Misil Sharm begins, as the Misil Sharm starts to save. Right? It's all in the Sionis. Ki chol midu mida yesh ba toalis. Every single mida in the world, this is what the Baal Shem Tov is teaching. Every single mida, every single rachmanis, compassion, cruelty, all midos have a place in Avodas Hashem. You understand also how that can help a person? You take a person of the street that has a certain kind of a personality, a certain nature. And all the years, all he knows is that this characteristic trait of mine is against the Torah. And because of that, he feels further and further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh came along and said, Rabbi, if you have this characteristic trait, it must be that there's something that the Baruch Shalom, not that you have to be used in a bad way, but that you're predisposed in your personality, you have a certain teva. If Hashem gave you that teva, let's think of ways how we could break through the exterior and find the pnimius of why you have this teva and how this nature can be used for Avodas Hashem. Not to break you, not to tell you to change something because you've been trying for 20 years, you've read every Musa book, they've all yelled at you and you still have the same problem. So let's find a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your midah. With this midah, how to serve Hashem. So instead of basically making it impossible for a person to serve Hashem, you're telling a person, not only can you serve Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you all the most wonderful kli. You just never knew how to use it. Let me show you how to use it. So he's saying, B'chol midu midu yesh batuelis k'shtamish ba b'mekoma ha'nochon ba'ofan yashar. U'be'yos ha'adam shokel b'pelis ha'moznaim to wait carefully, likach b'chol mikol midu shi'ura lo yivchos v'lo yosif, to use every midu in its proper shi'ur. Ha'deze yizke la'agila tachlis ha'tova. You'll come to the wonderful thing. Now he uses this example. V'afilu midas hashiflus, even regarding the quality of humility, shamru aleha b'mishnah, it says in the Mishnah Pekyavis, that what? Reb Leviat is ish yav noimer, ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. It says in the Mishnah, you should be a very, very humble spirit, and it says, ma'od ma'od havishval ruach. Rechomor shekasu b'perish ha-Rambam. Sham, Shakavan Hish, Bemidas Hagayvit Sarach Lahatas Laksea Achun Shashiflus Aruach. So the Rambam writes there in the Perish of Mishnayis in his commentary on that Mishnah, that when it comes to conceit, when it comes to preoccupation with one's ego, a person has to pull himself mamish to the other side to be of humble, of low spirit. V'chein Kosev, and he wrote the same thing in Hilchos Deis in the Mishnah Torah, Shemimidus Hagayivet Tzarech Lahatas L'Ktzei Ha'achron, that when it comes to Gayivet, to concede, you have to go to the other extreme. Ki'ein HaDerech HaTov V'Shi'adam Anav Bilvad, Elishia Shval Ruach. It's not enough to be modest. But a person has to be Shval Ruach, Mamish of low spirit, Vitiya Rucha Nemucha L'maod. Mikomakom, nevertheless, Tzarech Lizar L'das U'Lahamin, a person has to know and be very, very careful to believe, Sha'afal Pishu Efes, even though you are nothing, there's nothing you could do on your own. This is a very important teaching that we find already by Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. It comes to the Baal Shem Tov. This is traced clearly back to the Baal Shem Tov, that even though the Mishnah says Ma'od Ma'od Habi Shval Ruach, and the most important need is to be of humble spirit and to realize that your mamish isn't capable of doing anything on your own. On the other hand, if that need is not being used properly, you understand where that leads a person to a sense of complete and total worthlessness. And if I'm worth nothing, then what's my mitzvah worth? And if I'm worth nothing, then what point is there for me to study Torah? Therefore, when a person feels that shiftless, but that shiftless, then I was that humble spirit, but that humble spirit is not getting him dominion. It's not getting her to say the Tehillim. It's not getting him to behave properly, ben Amla Chaveiro, but instead, his shiftless is making him feel further and further away from Hashem. It's causing him, you know, which children generally never have, the ones in school that give the hardest time, not the kids that have a secure sense of self, but the kids, which are the loudest kids, which are the kids usually that are having the most behavior problems. They're not Bali Gaiva, but we all know what the problem is. That they're not feeling good about themselves, right? A lot of these kids, not all of them, but a lot of them are not feeling good about themselves, so they have to compensate, overcompensate, and they carry on and do different things, right? Because they're feeling broken. They're feeling broken. So when a person's shiftless is taking him or her away from Hashem, then the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said at that time, it's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now you must find him in Gavus. Because Gadlus, a sense of Gedula, of greatness and a feeling of self-worth. If your feeling of low esteem means to you that your mitzvahs are worthless or your learning is worthless, then that means that you're making a mistake right now in how you're using your midos, and then now you have to connect to a different midah, to the midah of godless and nefesh, of gavus, of greatness, of exaltedness. So that's what he's saying over here. The way to serve Hashem is to continuously concentrate on the greatness of Hashem who created all of heaven and earth. So Baal Shem Tov said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire universe. And from all the universe and all the galaxies and planets and all the amazing creatures in the world, He takes the greatest delight and pleasure in your Torah, in your mitzvahs, and the level that you can do, and what you can do. In other words, instead of bashing yourself and putting yourself down, at this point in your life, you must know how to lift yourself up, mamash, to lift yourself up above all the malachim, even above the angels, and to say that the whole world was created for you. Like that teaching from the Rabbi Abuna from Peshischa, that a Jewish person, the reason that the Rabbi Shalom gave us two eyes, they say the same thing with two pockets, but it's the same word. Two eyes is, with one eye, a person has to look up and see the greatness of Hashem, and with the other eye, a person has to see the humbleness of a human being, how helpless a human being is. And the meaning of that is that if a person is always focused on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or in other words, the same teaching was given over in this way, that with one eye you have to concentrate and focus on the teaching of Anochi Ofer Veifer, that I am dust and ashes. And with the other eye you have to focus on the teaching of Bishvili Nivraolam, the whole world was created for my sake. And if you make a mistake and you pull out the wrong one at the wrong time, you're in big trouble. If you pull out the wrong one at the wrong time, you're in big trouble. When you're feeling overwhelmed by a sense of smallness, insecurity, unimportance, then you have to strengthen yourself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is master of all worlds and the creator of the whole universe, takes unbelievable pleasure and delight in your avodas Hashem, with your aveiros, with everything else, everything you do that you do for Him, He has tremendous nachas from. On the other hand, the person who's feeling a sense of gavus haruach has to tell himself, where have I gotten after all my years? Who do I think I am? What am I? I'm a Vilna Gaon, I'm a Moshe Rabbeinu. And the person has to know how to use these to take to take each one out of his pocket at the right time. A person must always remember his avarice from the past, and therefore to be humble, and Leos Laruch Nishbar, to have a broken spirit. And through these two ways a person can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this past parasha you had a teaching from the Degel Machane Ephraim, from the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. You know the puzzle, it says V'yitein lecha Elokim Mital Hashamayim Mishmanei Haaretz, right? So Yitzchak Avinu gave a bracha to Yaakov, V'yitein lecha Elokim, that Elokim Hashem should give you Mital Hashamayim, from the dew of heaven and from the fat of the earth. So Rashi says over there, Yitein Yachzor V'yitein, that Hashem should give you. Then it says the Yachzor means stop giving you, or it can mean and take back, and v'yitein, and give again. I mean, you could say it means yitein yachzor, that Hashem should give and give again. You could say like that, the simple pshat, that yitein yachzor v'yitein. When you give a bracha, even the bracha that a person gives, yistam, you mean the yitein yachzor that Hashem gave you, He gives you, yachzor v'yitein, should give you more. He should give you more. That's not the only way to understand it. The other way is to say yitein, Hashem gives you, and sometimes He takes back from you, yachzor, In order that you should daven and you should ask for it, and v'yitein, he'll give you again, he'll give you more. But the Degel Machane Ephraim taught, when it says yitein lecha ha'elokim, so the Degel Machane Ephraim says, why say yitein lecha ha'elokim? It should say yitein lecha elokim. Hashem should give you. What's yitein lecha elokim? What's yitein lecha ha'elokim? Ha'elokim. Let's say ha'elokim. So he said like this. The pasuk Yitein lecha ha'elokim means may Hashem always give you godliness. Yitein lecha, what should God always give you? Ha'elokim. In other words, not saying may God always give you. That would be Yitein lecha elokim. Yitein lecha elokim, may God always give you and bless you with all these things. He says no. I mean, no. Yes. But a deeper meaning of it is, Yitein lecha ha'elokim, let me read to you, I jotted down the words, you don't have it on your pages, I'm just going to read, Hainu, she'ashpia alav elokuso tamid b'chol eis u'b'chol makom v'yatamid dobuk b'ashem yoser v'yoser besod yitein yachzor v'yitein elokuso alav. You know what a beautiful teaching this is? Well, the Degel is saying, Yitein lecha ha'elokim, may you always feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence more and more in everything that you're doing. And you know why that's a bigger bracha than Tal Shemayim Mishmanayim? You know why? Because if a person doesn't feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to him, even if you get Tal Shemayim Shmei Shemayim, you're never happy. You're not happy. Because you always have a taina. You never did well enough. Yitein lecha ha'elokim means may Hashem always cause you to remember and to feel that He is with you, and that He is there every single moment, and that He is the one that's giving you. And when a person has this continuous sense of freshness, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yitein Yachzor V'Yitein, Yitein Yachzor V'Yitein, that there's a continuous renewal of Hashem's love of me and what He is giving me, because He is giving me Himself. That's what it means, Shivisi Hashem Nevi Yisomi. Shivisi Hashem Nevi Yisomi means that every single thing that Hashem is throwing my way is a gift from Him, because it's a way to come close to Him, which is the tachlis of my creation. So every single thing He's given me is Elokus. Yitein lecha ha'elokim. May you always remember that God is giving Himself to you at every moment of your life. He's presenting you with another opportunity to connect to Him. Therefore, the Degel says over there that the word Tal is the Gematria Havaya Yudke Vavke Echad. Tal is Yudke Vavke Echad, 26 plus 13. Yudke Vavke is 26, Echad is 13, Tal is 39, right? Lamites. So Tal is the Gematria Yudke Vavke Echad, Havaya Echad, Hashem Echad. And he said, the bracha of Yitein lecha ha'elokim mital ha'shamayim is may you always feel the oneness of Hashem. May you always sense that every single thing in your life is from Him, for the purpose of serving Him and for the purpose of drawing closer to Him. May you always be aware of that reality, of the Elokus that's in all things. That's the deeper meaning of Yitain Yachzor V'Yitain. Means may there be always an additional sense of His presence. Whatever you have is from Hashem. That was what the Degel is saying. Look, if you got Tal Shemayim, let's say you had a good day and the plants were growing, yeah, so that's a good day. And if it wasn't a good day and the plants didn't grow, so then you don't see it as a bracha. So Degel says, that's not the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu was giving. He was giving a bracha of Yitain Locha HaElokim. That on a good day, when it's going well, you kiss the hand that's giving it to you, and you're grateful, and you're happy, and you appreciate, and you use it in the way to serve Him. And God forbid, when it's not going that way, you understand that there's a different way that Hashem is working with you that day. It's also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitain Yachzor V'Yitain. I mean, as Hashem is continuously being mashpi on you, a sense of His presence. He's giving you ways to know Him. Ways to come into contact with Him. Like I once spoke to you about, you know, when we were younger, there are many, many doors. There are many ways, there are many openings that Hashem gives us to get close to Him that we saw that we were younger. When we get older, we already have forgotten because we got bored with them. Children are fascinated by all things. Right? Little kids, they're always excited about things. You know, the feeling we used to have when it would snow, which we feel usually the first snowstorm by last year, by the 14th or 15th, we've had it. Right? But you see, when a child sees the snow, it's a Pesach, it's an opening. It's an opening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As a child is very in touch with this feeling of Yitain Locha HaElokim Yital HaShemayim, because the child is still new in the world, so the child is fresh and doesn't see the world in an old way. He sees the world in a new way, which the Baal Shem Tov says, when we daven, Al Tashlechenu Le'ezikna, when we daven, please Hashem, don't throw me to old age, he says, that doesn't mean don't let me become old. I mean, what's the alternative to becoming old? It's not becoming old. Or if you say, or the Mefarshim say, all right, it means that I'll be old, I shouldn't feel, you know, I shouldn't look and feel and so on. The Baal Shem Tov said that the pasuk means something else. It means even when I'm 98, even when I'm 119 years old, don't throw my mitzvahs, my Torah, my way of serving Him into old age. Let me always feel the excitement and the freshness of just starting. That's why, I mean, one of the most memorable things that I recall is, I think I mentioned this to you in the past, that I used to go with my father. We used to go fishing a lot. It was really just an excuse for my father to talk to me. I realized afterwards, I thought it was like a big fishing trip because my father was hardly home. So we'd go on these, like, it was very hard for him. So we'd go like Sunday morning, you know, at 4:30 and we're going fishing. I don't recall catching too many fish really all the years, but I remember that some of the most important things that I ever learned in my life, I heard those mornings when we were sitting by the lake, you know, with the fishing rods and those holders, you know, waiting to see if there'd be a catch. And really all my father was trying to catch was me. And I remember that it would start, that one time when I was very little, that it started to rain. I told this to you, I think, once before. It started to rain, and I was going crazy because I saw fish were coming. You know, when it rains, the fish come to the top and they stick their heads out of the water. And I was going crazy, like, come on, Dad, we got to do something about this. You know, I saw all these fish. How are we going to catch them? You know, I want, like, to throw the lines into their mouth or something. So I asked my father, why are they jumping out of the water for the rain? They have all the water they want. So my father said to me, it's different because that rain is fresh from Hashem. So it's more exciting. So they want to have something which is new from Hashem. The water they're swimming in, they're tired of it. It's good, but you got used to it. But if it's fresh, and I remember my father told me you should always feel that way. Hayoyim, hayoyim today, to feel fresh, to feel when Hashem gives you something to be thankful and be excited about and be happy with it. It's something which is new. It's something which is different. It's not the same thing. Just because yesterday we ate and today we're eating, it's not the same bracha. It's Yitain Lecha, it's more, it's new. It's another opportunity to thank Him. It's another opportunity to get close to Him. It's not the same thing. We become bored and tired. We're in a state of Eis Zikna. Later on I saw that that's a medrash. My father told me it was a medrash. That's in Chazal. It's in Chazal. You know, that the fish, they take the water from Hashem. But this is the bracha of Yitain Lecha HaElokim. That's why the Degel says that Tal is the gematria Hashem Echad, because that's the teaching of Shivisa Hashem Nebi Samid, that no matter where you are, Hashem Echad, there's one God with one will that you draw closer to Him. Sometimes it's with learning, sometimes it's talking to a friend on the phone, sometimes it's talking to a child, sometimes it's working, it's doing some other kind of work, whatever it is. Hakol shaveh beinecha. It's all equal in your eyes because the tachlis is avodas Hashem. So we see from here, we're going to learn more about this in Mishnah next week in Tefillin, in the union of davening. We see from here the change of perspective that the Baal Shem Tov brought to Jews. That this said that people who are, you see, here you can have a guy that his job is to go fishing, and in his place where he is, whoever you are, the Baruch Shalom is talking to you. And he's giving you hints of his, you know, intimations of his presence beneath the surface of things. And that's what we spoke about last week, with all those terms that I gave you last week in Chassidus, stripping away the corporeality, serving Hashem in physical things, using the eye of the mind instead of the eye of the flesh. Right? The eye of the mind instead of the eye of the flesh. This is what the Baal Shem Tov is saying. Alles is God. All is God. Use the mind's eye and the heart, not just the eye of flesh, and you, whoever you are, will see a tachlis, a joy, and the presence of Hashem every single moment of your life. Okay.